All right, I had to do the arm wave in the studio before we could start talking. Good afternoon, everybody. It's Terry.
That was loud. Why did you yell good afternoon?
I don't know.
He's very excited.
I'm super excited.
So it is Terry and Sherry, and I'm just a little quieter than he is.
Yeah. Well, I'm very excited. It's a warm but yet wet Thursday afternoon.
No, we're not talking about the weather.
No, I know, but it is warm.
Okay, what I was going to say is I was going to share basically how this show is going to go. I walked in the room and said, what are we talking about today? Because we prepared our music yesterday. And you said, forgotten songs. And I said, oh, right, I forgot.
Yeah, I forgot them already.
That's great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Forgot the topic, forgot the songs. I'm going to be excited to hear them again, just like you are.
All right, well, let's finish out a little magnetic here, and then we'll get back to chatting. All right, here we go. It's Terry again.
Still Sherry.
All right. Well, we are here and it's Thursday and we're live from CFRC in Lower Carruthers Hall.
Yeah, it's great. It's a good day to be here.
It is a great day to be here.
It's been like we're having a lot of fun right now, which is really great. We have lots to talk about. What we went to the Jays game last night.
Yeah, I went to Ottawa in the morning, drove out to Ottawa, drove back, went and picked up something for a buddy, and then I went and we drove downtown. Last night, went to the Jays game, got home at 1:30 in the morning, and we're up and at it before 7.
So apparently people think that's crazy because I posted a social media video yesterday morning saying that do people think it's crazy to go back and forth to Toronto for a day trip from Kingston, which obviously we do not think it's crazy.
I got 800
views on that video, which
is
a lot
crazy.
Of views for me.
That is nuts.
What I will also share, though, is whenever I include you in my social content, I get great responses. I don't know why you're so likable and adorable, but I get great views when I include anything about you, particularly if it's a picture of you. So I like to use you for content.
Nice.
That's what you're for now. Anyway, so we decided that we are going to talk today about songs we have recently rediscovered and could have been forgotten. Some that I've been like, oh yeah, I haven't thought about this song in like a million years. And one of them, the first one I suggested was because we just saw Train last week and I know we talked about that, but I had completely forgotten about Meet Virginia.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Great song by Train.
Yeah, and they did a fantastic job. So let's just jump in because we talked about Train last week extensively.
Yeah, so let's throw this on because you forgot about it.
She doesn't own a dress. Hair is always a mess. If you catch her stealing, she won't confess. She's beautiful. Smokes a pack a day. Wait, that's me. But anyway, she doesn't care a thing about that. Hey, she thinks I'm beautiful. Meet Virginia. She never compromises, loves babies and surprises, wears high heels when she exercises. Ain't that beautiful? Meet Virginia. Well, she wants to be the queen, and she thinks about her scene. Pulls her hair. haters. Mama works on carburetors. My brother is a fine mediator for the president. Well, here she is again on the phone, just like me. Hates to be alone. We just like to sit at home and rip on the president. We'll meet Virginia.
I'd like to meet Virginia.
I wonder who it was based off of.
Yeah, if it's anything like his other one, it's not the person because...
Right, he didn't want to give her credit.
Give her any credit for anything.
Funny.
That was very funny. Anyway, can I tell you what happened today? So I went down because I've got a lot of weddings coming up,
yep.
Right? So maybe the crowd can listen. Who knows? Who cares if they... Who knows if they care?
Just keep talking.
Anyway, so I went and I went to another military fort today again.
Okay.
So I went to Fort Frontenac today and I got to check out their place, and it literally faces across the water from RMC where we were last week.
Okay.
So really cool location. Looking forward to doing their wedding, but that's not the reason I'm talking about it. I then went to another one at the Lake Museum.
The Pump House Museum.
No, it was the Great Lakes Museum.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I'd never been. We've never been. We need to go. No. There's this... We do.
I didn't say we didn't.
Oh, I thought you said no.
No, I was like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, no. It was super cool.
I also
want
to take the trolley. I've been seeing the trolley a lot lately.
Yeah, so it's the... They have this boat there. It's called the Keewatin.
Yeah.
Keewatin or something.
Yeah, it's been there for a long time.
Yeah, it's been there since 2023. So anyway, I was waiting on the person to show up, so I had some time to walk around, check things out. Did you know that that boat was owned by CP Rail? It was part of the... So CP Rail not only did trains, they did boats, and they did airplanes. You remember CP Airlines?
Canadian? Vaguely.
So 65 to 84, they were an airline in Canada.
Okay.
Crazy. So anyway, this boat was used to go through the Great Lakes and bring stuff across, people from Britain over to Canada. And it was $15 back in the day when it first started going.
Yep.
It is the last surviving ship of that era. They call it the Edwardson era. Super cool venue. And I've got the best bride and groom that I'm doing a wedding for this weekend there. And this venue is super cool. The people are super cool. Like, our couple is the best. Super excited to be doing it. Can't wait.
Excellent.
Yeah. Can't wait. So
Keewatin being here isn't new.
No,
but
I know it's new to me
there.
And I have never been there, but it is like really, I thought it was super cool to actually, like, I didn't even know it was a thing.
Well, that's okay, because you're about to talk about the screening room being new to you, and this screening room has been here
forever.
Well,
I'll talk to the screening room after this next song. How's that?
Okay, perfect.
Let's do this next song. So, in light of the couple that are getting married this weekend, they're huge Goo Goo Doll fans.
Okay.
And I love this song. I'd forgotten about it till we started talking about it this week. So let's do a little Goo Goo Dolls. So we'll get that one on as well.
See the young man sitting in the old man's bar, waiting for his turn to die. The cowboy kills the rock star, and Friday night's gone too far. The dim light hides the years on all the faded girls. Forgotten but not one, 'cause you're living in a world that's your best forgotten round here. Broadway is dark tonight, a little bit weaker than you used to be. Broadway is dark tonight. See the young man sitting in the old man's bar, waiting for his turn to die.
great song.
I don't know if I'd forgotten that song or if I've never heard that song.
Really?
Well, I don't know. It didn't. I'm not a Goo Goo, Goo Goo, I can't even say it, Goo Goo Dolls fan.
Yeah.
But I don't know that I knew that song, but I liked it.
Yeah. Oh, it's such a good song.
Yeah. It was pretty cool. Yeah. I quite enjoyed it. But let's keep moving, because we have lots of music actually teed up today. Whenever we do this, just for context for people, we always try and pick like 40 minutes of music and assume we can fill 20 minutes with our banter and nonsense. And sometimes we realize that we've picked, you know, 68 minutes of music.
Oh, yeah.
Which I'm sure people would appreciate because then they wouldn't have to listen to us talk. But then we'd also run over 8 minutes, so we have to pick and choose very carefully. And then most times we talk even longer than we had planned to because we get excited about something and go down a rabbit hole. So we forget that we don't use up all of our songs. So one day we should actually do a show called Unused Songs from Prior Shows.
Yeah, that'd be hard to figure out, though. I guess you'd have to go back and figure it out.
Log,
the bottom. Yeah, I know you log, but I don't. So
I know.
But yeah, okay. Well, let's. You wanted to talk. Or you wanted me to play this song, "A Little Chicken Fried."
I do. So I, not that I'd forgotten about, but I guess I hadn't heard in a really long time. Chicken Fried. I was listening to a 2000s country playback list, and I was like, I forgot how much I liked Chicken Fried. And it was actually one of the first country songs that we really got into, and we got into country music.
I think that and Toes.
Yep.
Yeah, Toes by these guys.
Yep.
That and Toes.
So,
and then the other band, it'll come to
well,
me.
Well, Taylor Swift was the first crossover who kind of did pop country crossover stuff, like our song, which may or may not be on this list. I can't remember.
No, I don't think it is. I don't think we put little Taylor Swift. We switched it out. We did. Anyway, we'll get to it. Let's throw Chicken Fried on.
Chicken Fried.
And then we'll come back and we will talk about stuff.
I'm a chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio. Oh, 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 oh. Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine. And that's home, you know, sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow. And my house, it's not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground. And a little bit of chicken fried, cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. Touch of a precious child and no mother's love. It's funny how it's the little things in life that mean the most. Not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind, this I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, oh, oh, I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. For the stars and stripes, may freedom forever fly. Let it ring, salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love, like our chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. The love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. Get your little chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and
radio up. I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of my precious child, and know a mother's love.
Say that.
You didn't say that. I had a good idea and you said, yeah, I know.
I was going to put it in the stage one guy's belly.
No.
Yeah.
You're not the marketing guy.
I know I'm not the marketing guy.
We're having an off-air debate, so.
We are. We're talking about, actually, and we can get into it. Sure. So we're talking about what we're going to do because I'm going to be doing a couple of other pop-up trivia nights throughout Kingston. And we're going to have our first one on Tuesday. And it's going to be at Kelsey's
on the 18th,
which is Tuesday night from 7:30 to 9:30. It's three rounds of Terry and trivia, but it's different. So I'm going to do a general knowledge trivia, a music trivia about questions about music, and then the other one is actually music trivia. What we normally do, but it's only three rounds. And the cool thing is Kelsey's has an half price apps on Tuesdays from 8 to close.
Great, I'm there.
So get there at 7:30, get set up. We'll start our first round at 8. So 8, 8:30, 9. So three rounds, and you guys are out by 9:30.
Perfect. I'm always happy when I'm out of anywhere by 9:30.
Yeah, so it's going to be a fun little thing, and we're going to be doing a pop-up. We're going to try it on Tuesday, and then unfortunately we're gone for a couple of weeks. And
not
then
unfortunately.
No, but
very
I'm just saying.
Very fortunately we're
gone. But we're you know, unfortunately for people, because I know people like to book and make their plans.
Yep.
But I've been going around and doing, as you have, we've been going around and checking out other trivia nights as well.
We have. We went to Lone Star on Monday night, which
Mona.
We were the worst at because the topic was Spider-Man. You knew a little bit.
It was so deep. It was like deep cut Spider-Man stuff.
Yeah, nothing that we would know anything about.
I think we did decently okay.
We got a 6, I think was our score.
No. We did better than that.
I don't think so.
Doesn't matter. It was fun. And it was a quick little round of trivia. Yeah, it was fun. I got to eat wings and calamari and hang out.
One of our kids, who are adults, asked recently why we keep going to trivia nights. And I said to them, well, dear, when you're old and you have nothing else to do, and nor does your friends because you all have empty nests and you want to fill some time, you go to random trivia nights around town.
Yeah, and it's
fun.
They
were like, fair, I guess that makes sense.
So it's cool.
A lot of people sit at home and watch TV, and we don't like to do that.
No.
So we, especially in the summer.
Yeah.
If there's a patio or a game going on somewhere that we can hang out with our friends, I'd far rather do that than sit on our couch. So
absolutely.
You ask us to go anywhere, we pretty much say yes.
Yeah.
Where did we go unexpectedly last Sunday night that you wanted to talk about? There's a segue there.
Oh, yeah. So Sunday night or Saturday night?
It was Sunday because it was after your hurling.
Saturday.
It was after hurling.
Yeah. So we had a hurling. I was at a hurling tournament up in Ottawa. It was great. So much fun. But then we got invited to go to the screening room.
Which Jerry's going to say, like, it's new.
Well, it's new to me. So I didn't even know this thing existed, which is crazy. And I had such a great time.
It was fun. He'd never been to the screening room before. I had been. It's a great venue. You should always support local and go there before anywhere else to see your movies. We were invited kind of last minute, and that's what made me think of it, is because when you said, do you want to go? I said, sure. And you said, Jerry doesn't like to say no to anything, particularly when we get the invite.
Yeah.
We do a lot of inviting. And so we went unexpectedly to see, coincidentally, the movie The Invite, which was very funny. But I'm not going to talk about the topic online because, or sorry, on the air because it was inappropriate, but it was really funny. And then you were introduced to the screening room and you loved it. I think we're going to get a membership.
Yeah, I'm going to get a membership for sure. I love it. I'm going to go back. The movies were cheap. They gave you coffee in an actual mug.
Yeah, I got a coffee in a mug and it was like popcorn, candy, and a drink for $12, and it's like 30 at the Cineplex.
It was like such a throwback. I loved it.
They had a record corner.
They did. They had this.
They
had this vinyl record corner. They had some records from here too, so I did like that.
Yeah.
So they must do an exchange, some type of exchange. I loved every minute of it. It was like nostalgic. It was like going back in time.
Yeah,
for
we
me.
Like nostalgia.
I do.
So what did you want to mention that was playing?
So I also want to mention that there is another trivia night coming out, and it's for people that actually go to my trivia. There's a guy hosting a trivia night, so I'm excited for him.
Okay.
So he's putting one out. It's a trivia night. It's $5 cover. It's on Sunday, August 23rd. It's at Daft Brewing. Okay. It's a great place to go, right? Mm-hmm. So
We've been to their trivia night. Hard.
Yeah. So this is movie trivia. And all the funds raised will go to Reel Out Queer Film Festival, providing diverse cinematic representation for Kingston screens since 1989. That's great. So the top team will get prizes and passes to the screening room. And hope to see you there, guys. I'm going to go check it out. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Great. That sounds awesome.
Yeah. So make sure you guys hit up all the local trivia that you can, be it me or not. But yeah. So
but especially you.
Yeah, especially me. So tonight we have trivia, obviously, at Spearhead at 7 o'clock. So I've got tons of reservations coming in. So if you haven't made a reservation, please reach out to Spearhead or reach out to us directly on Facebook Messenger and get it in. And yeah, let me tell you about the rounds tonight. So we're here. We might as well do it now. So let me do that.
Yeah, we're a little out of order today, but that's okay.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. I mean, I'm always out of order, so that's fine.
That's true.
So let me give you the rounds for tonight.
You want me to say that I memorized them?
Have you really?
I don't know. It was
round one is no. Round one is songs that start with N as in Nancy.
Yep.
And then round two is a potpourri of 90s. So that'll be the end of those 90s potpourri or that potpourri thing. I think I've got to go back through all the lists. And then the next one is unlikely collaborations.
Right.
So that's a really cool one. And do you remember what the last one is?
It was the best singles ever.
Yeah, the best number one singles ever. So I've got stuff right back to like, I'm not even going to say, it goes back to the 50s.
Okay.
Possibly even the 40s or 30s. Everybody knows this song. So, and then right up to the 2000s. There were so many. I ran out of space and time. So I'm probably going to do it again. I got a bunch of people sending me in different categories for stuff they'd really like to hear. So I'm going to mix that in with my Tuesday and my Thursday trivia.
Sure.
So, so I'm going to be doing that and we'll see you around town tonight, hopefully at Spearhead starting at 7.
I won't be there.
No, I know. You're going on a boat cruise.
We are. I hope it stopped raining, actually.
We are not. You are.
Well, I am. So I am a active member of Women Mean Business, which is a women's networking group that Gabby Eaton runs. And it's a fantastic group. It was one of the first ones that I joined when I left my corporate employment and had to meet other people in Kingston. And so I have a soft spot for them and for her because she's also a dear friend. But she's doing a social tonight on the Thousand Island boat cruise. So I have to leave here and then get to the boat cruise. And it's going to be lovely. I just hope it stops raining.
And it's funny. There is a connection because I'm involved in Well Suited. And Greg Webb, who is one of our stylists.
He's the tour guide.
He's your tour guide. So, man, it's such a small,
it's a small town.
It is a really, for being such a big town, it is such a small town at the same time.
Yeah,
I love it. I really do love it. And you know what else I love?
Music.
I love this next song.
Let's play a song.
So we're going to play a little Black Box right on time. Haven't heard this song in a long time. Again, listening to some 90s tunes, and this came on, and I was like, man, we've got to put this on. So here we go, a little Black Box right on time.
Gotta get up.
What is going on there?
That wasn't right. That was a, supposed to be a promo, and it came up saying it's a 17-minute. Literally, I clicked promo, and it said 17-minute song.
That's a 17-minute promo.
It's a
good
long
for us.
Promo. So yeah. No promo.
No
Sorry.
Promo.
Be a good
no
person.
Promo for you.
What do I do? A PSA? Be kind to others. Yeah. I need a PSA.
There you go. Perfect.
Okay, what do we have coming up next? We talked too much over the last one, so
we got Mark Cohen coming up, Walking in Memphis.
Yeah, well, classic, needs no explanation, just classic song. But for some weird reason, I had stopped thinking about it recently, and I heard it, and I thought, that's something I hadn't thought about in a very long time. That's why it's on the list.
Well, it's funny because, and I won't talk too long about it, I did a rave one time back in the day, and they took this song and they changed it from Walking in Memphis to Raving in Memphis.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay.
So yeah, so I love the original. I love Raving in Memphis too. I just, it's all good. Here
Great
we
song.
Go.
Let's hear it.
Put on my blue suede shoes and I boarded the plane. Touchdown in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain. WC handy, won't you look down over me? Yeah, I got a first class ticket, but I'm as blue as a boy can be. Then I'm walking in Memphis, just walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel? Saw the ghost of Elvis on Union Avenue. Followed him up to the gates of Graceland, and I watched him walk right through. Now security, they did not see him. They just hovered around. But there's a pretty little thing waiting for the king down in the jungle room. When I was walking in Memphis, I was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis. On the table, they've got gospel in the air. And Reverend Green, be glad to see you when you haven't got a prayer. But boy, you got a prayer in Memphis. Every Friday at the Hollywood, and they brought me down to see her, and they asked me if I would do a little number, and I sang with all my might. She said, tell me, are you a Christian child? And I said, ma'am, I am. Tonight, walking in Memphis, was walking 10 feet off a beam, walking in Memphis. But do I really feel the way I feel? Walking in Memphis. I was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Suede shoes and I boarded the plane. Touchdown in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain. Touchdown in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain. Thank you.
Okay, speed round for you because we talk too much, but three other things you're excited about this weekend. Go.
Wedding, hurling, and the new sub place, Jersey Mike's. And in no particular order, I'm going to go with Jersey Mike's first. Actually, I got to be honest. You're away this weekend with Kieran for a bit.
You asked me the same question, and I'll just give
three things for you.
Okay, going to a conference with my son. I'm very excited about that. I am going to hopefully rest on Sunday. Very excited about that.
Crazy.
And I'm excited that we're less than a month away from going to Saskatchewan.
Yeah. Well.
And I'm excited for tonight. That was four.
Yeah. That's a lot.
That's it. Okay.
Okay. So here, before we play this next song, we talked about unlikely collaborations.
Yes.
Rod Stewart and the Temptations.
This is a good one.
This is a perfect example
maybe
of
an
unlikely collaboration. It's not on the list. But it's just an idea of what an unlikely collaboration is. The Temptations and Rod Stewart. Forgot about this song. I used to play this was
it's
one
a
of
good
the
song.
And it was one of the first songs that I ever started playing when I was DJing weddings.
Yep.
It's in my original cassettes. When I started DJing, I DJed on cassettes. So this takes and 45s. This takes me way back.
Way back.
Right, it's a throwback. Here we go. A little Motown song.
Ooh. holly down below.
Don't do that. I wanted to tell you something funny, or share with everybody something funny that was probably the first thing I said to you this morning, which is a weird thing to say to you first thing in the morning.
It was
You're like, what are you talking about?
It was extremely strange. I got to be honest.
Weird. But speaking of things we've forgotten and repressed in our memories, I was listening to a podcast this morning, and they were talking about how the original AI version, the first AI or the first bot that anybody can remember, if you want to call it that, was, do you remember when you did a WordPerfect document and this little paperclip used to jump on the screen and say, Clippy, and say, looks like you're trying to write a memo. Do you need assistance? And literally my mind was blown. I'd completely forgotten about the paperclip in WordPerfect.
Where did it go?
I think it evolved. I don't know if it's gone away.
Clippy's gone.
People don't even use WordPerfect anymore. They use Pages because that became a cloud-based thing versus WordPerfect.
I still use WordPerfect.
I prefer to, but it was like a blow my mind kind of,
oh,
wow.
You know why Pages? Because Pages is an Apple product.
Yeah, and it comes with your system.
Yeah,
I get
and
it.
PC is
Yeah, but I forgot about him completely, and he looked like a little yellow sticky sometimes, and he was a paperclip,
yeah.
And he had like eyes, and he danced around, yeah. And he was technically the first bot who was watching what you were doing and saying, looks like you're writing a memo.
I mean, what's crazy is every day I get up on a Thursday, or like when I get up on Thursday, it asks me if I'm going to get my hair cut.
Oh, same, yeah.
And then it asks me,
you're going to Toastmasters.
Yeah, if you're going to Toastmasters, am I going to get my hair cut?
Yeah.
Yes.
Your phone knows exactly where
I know,
going.
It's crazy.
Every single day.
Absolutely.
But it's weird that you literally opened your eyes, and I was like, do you remember the paperclip that used to be a word?
Clippy.
You're like, I don't know what you're talking about.
I had no idea what you were talking about.
We got home at 1:30 in the morning, and I'm talking about a paperclip.
I'm like, okay, leave me alone. I need to wash the sleep out of my eyes and get going here.
Yes. All right. Speaking of dust in your eyes, let's talk about dust on the bottle.
Well, let's do it. Let's a little David Lee Murphy.
Lived down a dirt road. He made homemade wine like nobody I know. I dropped by one Friday night and said, can you help me, Creole? I got a little girl waiting on me and I want to treat it right. He said, I got what you need, son, as we stepped down in the cellar. He reached through the cobweb as he turned on the light. He said, you might be a little dust on the bottom. Don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. You were sitting in the porch swing as I pulled up the driveway. My old heart was racing as you climbed inside. You stayed over a bit close as we drove down to the lake road. The sun fading that big red sky. I reached under the front seat and said, now here's something special. It's just been waiting for a night like tonight. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those times. It gets sweeter with time. You're still with me, and we've made some memories. After all these years, there's one thing. Said good love, well it's like a fine wine, it keeps getting better as the days go by. But might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter. There might be a little dust on the bottom,
Another fantastic song.
That is a great song.
From the archives.
It is from the country archives.
It is from the country archives. It's so funny that I wouldn't even consider that country. It's more, to me, that's a southern rock kind of tune.
Yeah.
But I love that one. We got a couple more coming
right,
your way.
We Hopefully, we're going to get them.
We can.
If we stop talking.
Well, we're not going to do that. So we'll do it quickly. We'll talk a little bit quickly.
What are we talking about?
We're going to talk about the screening room. There is a.
So I'm going to make an embarrassing admission.
Hunger Games
Marathon
coming up. I want to go see them all.
I've never seen any of them.
I know, but I want to go see them all. And so they're on different days.
I know. So we can
September
go
3rd,
see...
4th. Oh, no, oh, we can't. We're out of town.
Are they in September?
Oh, yeah. That
stinks.
Oh,
that's a bummer.
Because they're...
Well, I'm sure that we could...
People should go see them, for sure.
If we're not so patiently waiting for a late baby, we could watch all the Hunger Games.
Yeah.
In Saskatchewan.
And then there's like... Jerry Maguire's tomorrow night. Ooh, I might go see that.
Oh, yeah, you're on your own
I'm
tomorrow
on my
night.
Own tomorrow night. And Sixth Sense just played. Like, there's so many great shows, some old shows. I can't wait.
Yeah, he's
and,
very excited about this.
Yeah, I really like this. This is fantastic.
Okay, more music.
So, all right, we'll get back to some more music. Let's play these last two songs out back to back. So we got a little Mr. Kyrie.
Yeah, love it.
And Level 42, Lessons in Love.
Love
all right,
42.
Guys, we're going to squeeze these both in. You guys have a great weekend. We'll see you at Trivia tonight, and we'll see you out and about town, round town. All right, see ya. Stay frosty.
Machine is where I find myself again. Good evening. It is 5 p.m. on Thursday, August 13th, and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist,